Hello, I am Aaron Turner, and these days I am meditating my way through Psalm 23. This morning I meditated on Psalm 23, verse 2, which says, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he leadeth me beside the still waters." In verse 1, David has made this certain statement that the Lord is my shepherd, and because he is my shepherd, I'm not going to lack anything that I really need. In verse 2, he begins to describe what it's like to have the Lord as his shepherd. The entire psalm is, of course, a metaphor comparing David's relationship with Yahweh to that of a sheep to his shepherd. David knew much about being a shepherd because in his early life he was one. As I meditated on verse 2, I made the following observations. All of the verbs in this psalm are in the present tense. He did not say that the Lord was my shepherd, or he made me to lie down in green pastures, or he will lead me beside the still waters. No, these are things that the Lord is doing right now. He is present with me right now, causing me to lie down in green pastures and leading me beside the still waters. I also noticed that the nouns in this verse are plural. Not just one pasture, but pastures and waters. The implication is that when the Lord is your shepherd, he's leading you on a journey. Though there are times that you're in one place for a period of time, your life as his sheep is a journey. And like all journeys, it has a destination. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The house of the Lord is the destination of those who have him as their shepherd. I noticed this too, that our shepherd puts us in a place to which we are well suited. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. This is a wonderful place for sheep since they eat what grows in green pastures. But as a human being, I don't think I would enjoy laying down in a hayfield. The point of this part of the metaphor is that when the Lord is your shepherd, he will lead you to a place to which you're well suited. He designed you, and he knows all about your propensities. He knows about your potential. He knows about your gifts and your talents. He leads us to places where we can rest. He maketh me to lie down. He leads us to places where we can refuel in green pastures. Spurgeon wrote of this phrase, "There's no fear of biting the bare ground where the grass is long enough for the flock to lie down in." And he leads us to the place where we can be refreshed. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Thank you for listening. As always, if you've enjoyed this, please share it with others. And if you'd like a transcript of these meditations, indicate in the comments below or reach out to me through my website, meditationsandmusic.com. May you experience this day the joy of having the Lord as your shepherd.